My granddad, John, was in the army with a guy called Les Anthony, who became John Lennon's chauffeur. And Les Anthony got my granddad, John Smith, not the most Googleable name, got him a job chauffeuring for the Beatles. In particular, he was assigned to Ringo Starr. But obviously, if other chauffeurs were ill, and a couple of them were ill, some due to alleged drug taking, or if Ringo was not needing a driver, then Grandad John would drive all sorts of people around. Spent a lot of time driving Cynthia Lennon around in the late 60s as well, especially during the divorce between John and Cynthia. And I'm at Papworth Hospital at the moment visiting John. He's in the critical care area of what is a really, really amazing hospital. It seems clean, it seems well equipped, completely different to the Hinchinbrook. Just the food is great, he says. The staff, well, there's just laughter everywhere, and they're chatting and really, really interesting, and not feigning interest either, really interested in the patients. He's in a ward mostly of gents. He says the turnover is amazing. He says they seem to be fixing people and getting them out really quickly. But he's next to the window, and just outside the window there's a little lake with trees and a heron. And I'm thinking, wow, this isn't private as far as I know, but what a beautiful hospital. I think this is the place where they fix that guy up with a heart in a backpack. So I think they do some incredible stuff. And he's happy, but today he just talks a little bit more about JBS Cars, which was his company that worked back in the 60s, just himself and his wife. And he was quite forthcoming with some really interesting tales, and he's written everything down, and he says, I'm not going to tell many of these stories until I'm gone or all the Beatles are gone, so there must be some really juicy stuff. We talked a little bit of stuff that I'm not necessarily going to share here about the swinging 60s, shall we say. He called it the syphilis 60s, not through obviously any personal experience. He said people called it that. He also talked about how when he worked with the Beatles, the press said they were a bunch of long-haired, lazy, layabout louts earning money for nothing, and he didn't think it was a big deal until much later on. He's also got an appointment with Cynthia Lennon to get her to sign a painting that she gave him of a single rose many, many years ago, back in the 60s. And they got in touch, and if he's well enough next month, if not, his son will go and pick up, go and take the painting, to see Cynthia Lennon and get it signed, which I think must be quite amazing for Cynthia to see this piece of work that she did such a long time ago. He always speaks very fondly of John Lennon, saying the good always die young. Said he was the only Beatle ever to tip him. And just that it was really, really interesting times, but they passed so fast because they worked so hard. And you can tell the more he talks about this, the more that was coming back. He said it's all written down, and I'm looking forward to reading it. And I'm taking great comfort that he's in this place, because he's got an infection of the heart at the moment, and also a valve's not working. So this is someone who's already had a quadruple bypass and countless other operations. I'll be interested to see what they plan on doing, but they're talking about a possible artificial valve, and that he is not too old to have the operation, but he's at the top end of the age spectrum when it comes to deciding whether or not you give an operation. And it's horrible, isn't it, that there's actually a cut-off point. And I'm really bad at times like this. I try and hint that there are so many stories still yet to be told, and he'd like to write them if he could just live a little bit longer. And when I tell the staff a little bit about the stories, they're like, wow, he did what? And I kind of hope quietly that they're going to say, right, bump him up the list. I know it's not fair, but these stories are lost forever, aren't they, when people go? So couldn't be in a better place, though. Really, really impressed.